WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Earlier this year, an Emmy-nominated TV miniseries drama called Fosse Verdon told the story of the complicated personal and working relationship of two Broadway legends, choreographer Bob Fosse and dancer Gwen Verdon. Sam Rockwell played Fosse, and Michelle Williams, who just won an Emmy for her role, played Verdon. In real life, the actual Fosse and Verdon first collaborated on the 1955 musical Damn Yankees. And Warner Archive has reissued the DVD of the movie version. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, has a review.
Now listen to me. This game of baseball is only one half skill. The other half is something else. Something bigger. You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have heart.
The musical Damn Yankees opened on Broadway in 1955 and ran for over 1,000 performances. It was the irresistible dancer Gwen Verdon's first starring role, and she would win a Tony. The choreographer for Damn Yankees was Bob Fosse, who had appeared in several movie musicals and had only the year before made his Broadway debut as a choreographer in The Pajama Game, which also ran for over 1,000 performances. Fosse's scintillating choreography for the song Steam Heat became a dance landmark. The songs for both The Pajama Game and Damn Yankees were by the same songwriting team, Richard Adler and Jerry Ross, whose hit songs for these shows included Hey There, Hernando's Hideaway, You Gotta Have Heart, and Whatever Lola Wants. Adler and Ross were on their way to becoming Broadway's next Rodgers and Hammerstein, but tragically, Ross died of a lung ailment at the age of 29. Damn Yankees is the story of a middle-aged baseball fan named Joe, who sells his soul to the devil to become a great young player who can help his team, the Washington Senators, win the championship. But when Joe misses his wife and wants out of the agreement, the devil sends in Lola, Gwen Verdon, of course, whose motto is, whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. But instead of seducing Joe, she falls in love with him. Most of the original Broadway cast joined Verdon in the film, though Broadway's original Joe was replaced by teen idol Tab Hunter, who's not much of an actor here, although his sincerity is touching. Verdon's comic Spanish accent and cartoonish Fosse striptease make the song more a parody of a seduction, unlike the smoky hit recording made by Sarah Vaughan. Here's Gwen Verdon in the movie.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets, and little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get.
The devil, called Mr. Applegate, is played by the sly Ray Walston, probably best known for playing the title role in the 60s TV show My Favorite Martian. In the movie, as in the show, his big solo is a parody of an old-time vaudeville number, Those Were the Good Old Days, in which he celebrates some of the world's worst atrocities.
I see cannibals munching, a missionary luncheon. The years may have flown, but the memory stays, like the hopes that were dashed
when the stock market crashed. Yeah, those were the good old days. I'd walk a million miles or more for some of the glory. Those are good old days.
The main reason this is a must-see movie is a number the Fosse Verdon TV series devotes practically an entire episode to. Before the Broadway opening of Damn Yankees, the producers decide to cut a big production number, which enrages Fosse. But when Adler comes up with a new tune, he lights up. It's called Who's Got the Pain, and it pokes fun at the grunting noises that come with the latest dance craze, the mambo. On TV, Michelle Williams and Sam Rockwell dance together in the Broadway show. In fact, on Broadway, Fosse was only the choreographer and never appeared on stage at all. But in the movie, Fosse, in a cameo role, and Verdon actually dance together. The number has nothing to do with the story, but they are electric. Every one of their body parts seems to be simultaneously in motion. Even their eyes are dancing together. For 3 minutes and 39 seconds, Who's Got the Pain captures these two Broadway icons at the beginning of their relationship and at the height of their power.
Who's got the pain when they do the mambo? Who's got the pain when they go erp? Who's got the pain when they do the mambo? I don't know who. Do you? Who needs a pill when they do the mambo? Who needs a pill when they go erp? Who needs a pill when they do the mambo? I don't know who. Do you? Some of us be sick with the heat or stepping on everyone's feet. But if everyone's feeling okay, why don't they just say olé when the music carries them away? Erp! Who's got the pain when they...
Thanks to YouTube, you can see Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon dancing together on a number of 50s TV shows. But the movie version of Damn Yankees is the only time they dance together on the big screen, and their sparks set it on fire.
Lloyd Schwartz teaches in the Creative Writing MFA program at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed the movie version of the Broadway musical Damn Yankees, available now as a Warner Archive DVD.